Judge says it's okay to murder the unborn.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the popular book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, that sounds horrible. Surely a judge didn't say that.
Well, unfortunately, it's true. An Australian judge ruled recently that physical violence to a pregnant woman's abdomen to deliberately kill the unborn baby does not constitute murder or even manslaughter. In fact, it's not even grievous bodily harm. The case arose when a Sydney man couldn't persuade his girlfriend to abort their baby, so he attacked her when she was 24 weeks pregnant. Tragically, the unborn baby bled to death. Now, legally, the baby technically didn't take a breath outside the womb. While the judge acknowledged the woman had some soreness, there was no evidence to show bodily harm. The judge ruled with these words, "At common law, a fetus cannot be a victim of violence." The Bible makes it clear that the unborn baby is a person from conception. The embryo is biologically fully human. Well before the 24th week, this real person is moving, sucking its thumb and more. Western societies rejected the Bible's authority in Genesis in favor of the belief that says we're just evolved animals. And you know what? Many in the church go along. Had the judge had a biblical worldview starting with Genesis, he would have ruled differently.
Can the book of Genesis shed any light on the origin of the different races or people groups? Actually, much more than you think. Read Ken Ham's fascinating booklet on the races at AnswersRadio.com. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.